work continues on Thursday as the Jags get ready for Week 14. Colts-Jaguars coming up Sunday at Everbank Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shatterick with you. Jaguars back at home this week and again next week against the Atlanta Falcons, the final two home games of the 2015 season. The Jags this week, though, get the Indianapolis Colts, and they'll face Matt Hasselbeck for a second time this season. This time, the Jags are looking to disrupt the 40-year-old with some pressure. It's been a struggle to get home with four this year, but the Jags did get to Hasselbeck a few times in that Week 4 game at Lucas Oil Stadium. Three sacks, eight quarterback hurries in that matchup. More recently, though, everybody saw what the Steelers did to Hasselbeck on Sunday night. Only a couple of sacks, but some key quarterback hits in that game, and he came away from the game with a rib injury and a sore neck this week, but he has been able to practice. It's key to find a balance of pressure and coverage this week against a crafty vet.
That's one thing that we definitely take pride in, the D-line, our front seven, saying, you know, we're going to get to the quarterback. Even if it's just something in his face, hands in his face, or he feeling us putting him to the ground. So that's something that we really got to do and got to get back to. You know, when we lose a couple guys, we can't let that hurt us. Got to be next man up.
Even with a 4-8 record and the division nearly out of sight, for senior correspondent Brian Sexton, the upcoming games are still meaningful.
I think we all thought we'd be talking about meaningful games in December, the heart of an NFL season, and something we've missed around here since 2010. 3 weeks ago, the Jags were in the middle of a four-game stretch where they had won three, and with the two-win Chargers and two-win Titans, the chance for a playoff chase seemed likely, even imminent. Of course, it didn't happen. And now, despite being mathematically alive in the AFC South race, it seems smart to hide your football heart, which is already broken, so that it can't be stomped on to boot. Don't do that. Be willing to hang it out there over the next 4 weeks, and the reward may well outweigh the risk. I'm not talking about the South or the playoffs. I'm talking about a team that can finish strong and leave you longing for more. They can not only protect that football heart from more damage, but have it pumping furiously when this season ends. The offense proved all year they could move the ball. Last week, they showed you they could score. If they're anywhere near as good in the red zone against the Colts, Falcons, Saints, and Texans, they'll be able to shoot it out. The defense isn't going to magically transform itself this season, but if they would at least tackle better, it might create a few more stops and take advantage of an offense that can keep pace. They created two turnovers last week that led to touchdowns. A few more of those would help. This team isn't a contender yet, but they can play like one in December. And that would make the final month of the season very meaningful. Very.
Thank you, Brian. We'll wrap up the week on Jags of the Roundtable tomorrow. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.